Thank you, Barbara. So, I had Stuart's notes. He'd begun for his sermon, but I put them aside. It's strange, but this week I felt like I had prepared a sermon already. You might find this a bit odd, but sometimes when I'm doing my morning devotions, I use this book by the Bible Reading Fellowship called New Daylight. Sometimes something really piques my interest and I think about it quite a lot, like all week, and I almost think in sermons, and I put notes aside and think one day I might need to preach on that, so my thoughts are gathered. And interestingly, I'm looking now, it was last Sunday. Last Sunday's notes had interested me enough that I'd already torn the page out to keep and have made underlinings. And I even, in the beginning of the week, said to Stuart, have you ever thought about this angle? And had a discussion with him. And I'd been thinking about it all week. So when Stuart had to leave suddenly, it wasn't too much of a shock to me when I thought I've got to preach on Palm Sunday. So these notes that I'm basing my thoughts on this morning have been written by somebody called Paul Gravel, who is one of the writers for the Bible Reading Fellowship, and it says that he's an Anglican minister in New Zealand, a poet, a writer, retreat leader, and has ministered in the military, urban, rural settings, and also works as an industrial journalist. So I can't take the credit for original ideas here, but they are my thoughts on what he had to say in his devotional last Sunday. I normally take weeks to put a sermon together and write out a full script and polish it and make sure I'm using the right words. So forgive me if I have to look down a lot, because it's not memorized and it's less than polished. But we will give it a go. So, what was the idea that particularly piqued my interest in last Sunday's devotional? Well, it was this idea that we call it Palm Sunday, but actually he suggested that maybe it really should be called Cloak Sunday. And, you know, I've often, even as a child, I just thought, it's a funny story, Palm Sunday. I can remember thinking it's funny. Fancy cutting branches off and waving them. It just seemed a bit weird to me as a child. I don't know why. So when I read this, that maybe we should call it Cloak Sunday, I thought, oh, yeah, I could go with that. That's, in a way, easier to get my head round than the palms, waving of palms. So he says, I often wonder why, because the story is all about cloaks, and not really much about palms. Well, that made me go back to the story and look at it. And we have, actually, in verses 7 and 8, it says, they brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large cloud spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Now, this story appears in all four Gospels, and the three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are very similar, almost identical story, where the cloaks are not really the main feature. The cloaks are the main feature rather than the palms. People are laying their cloaks on the donkey and their cloaks on the floor, and the cutting of the palms is sort of like an afterthought, where they don't have any cloaks left, so they're just doing that as an afterthought. We will come back to what happens in John's Gospel a bit later, which is a little bit different to the other three. Now, this idea of their cloak, it wasn't just like me putting my coat on the floor. He writes here in his notes, for a Middle Eastern peasant, in those days their cloak would have been their most valuable asset. Quite apart from its value as a universal garment in all kinds of weather, it would have served as bedding at night and as a temporary shelter when travelling. So just the idea that this would have been their most valuable asset. And here they are, offering it up in worship, devotional worship and service to Jesus as he gets on the donkey, making a kind of saddle for him to sit on, and then laying the cloaks on the floor to make a, like, I suppose it would be like a carpet, if you think, for the donkey to walk on. It made me think of the many times that perhaps Jesus had spoken to them about their generosity in giving and sharing. Perhaps his teachings were on their minds. And in John's account, the very day before, he has the anointing of the woman who anoints Jesus with oil. Maybe that is on their minds. And they're still thinking about that. And here they have this opportunity to show that they had been listening, that they too were willing, as the woman who anointed Jesus was willing, to give up something precious in worship, in service. And so they spread these cloaks on the floor and over the donkey. And not just a nice tarmacked floor like we would have if we were walking down the road or a pavement here, but a dusty, dirty floor. And certainly the donkey wouldn't have been particularly clean at all either. It makes me think of red carpets and the idea that when a VIP comes to town, we roll out the red carpet for the VIP to walk on. Now, I thought that perhaps this was a modern thing, something that we do today, but when I looked it up, no, it goes actually references right back to 500 BC. There is mention of laying out a carpet for the deities to walk on in Greek mythology. So perhaps it was an idea that was familiar to people in Jesus' time, that when somebody important was coming, there would be a carpet for them to walk on. And an expensive carpet. Red would have been the most expensive colour of dye, and so the carpet was made in the most expensive way possible for, in Greek mythologies, for the deities to walk on, so they didn't touch the earth because they were deities. But here, to show respect, to keep the important person from getting dirty on the dusty floor, it says, "You are more important than we are, and we have laid a pathway for you." And of course, today we do it for royalty, and modern royalty, which is celebrities, roll out the red carpet. So here we have the disciples, if you like, rolling out the red carpet, not literally red, but a carpet made of their cloaks, their most precious, treasured possession in terms of garments, just laying it on the dirty, dusty floor for their donkey to walk upon. And it wouldn't have just been the 12 disciples. Jesus would have been followed by the 12, but there was also an extended group that would have been coming with him. So I don't see just like one or two cloaks laid on the floor, but properly a whole pathway for the donkey to go on. Can you think of the sacrifice of laying down your most expensive cloak either on the donkey or on that floor? It would have been a sacrifice, because I imagine that after the donkey had gone by, all the crowds would go by as well. So lots of people trampling on your cloak. Now, if Stuart were here, he would probably make some comment at this point about not liking getting his clothes dirty. He is very, very particular. And I'm sure he has got x-ray eyes for seeing stains on things when they come out from the washing machine, because he will get some food on his clothes and say, "Oh, this needs to go special treatment in the washing machine." And when it comes out, I'll say, "Oh, it's fine. I can't even see where the stain was." But he will go, there. And I know that nobody, apart from Stuart, is ever going to see this stain, but he will see it. If indeed it even is still there. He doesn't like cats to rub against him because they get fur on you, and he's very particular. He doesn't like to get dirty at all. So it just brings to my mind like the sacrifice of
lay down your coat on the floor for one, a donkey to walk over, and then two, probably for maybe a whole crowd of people to walk over. It was a huge sacrifice. So now, we do come to the idea of the palm branches, because it is Palm Sunday, and the palms are mentioned. They do cut palms to wave and to lay on the floor. Well, in my Bible, in the Bible reading notes, it says, there were two kinds of people in the crowd gathering to acclaim Jesus as Messiah. Some were there for the cheap thrill, so it seemed. They wanted to make a gesture like everyone else. So they somewhat thoughtlessly, I feel, tore branches off the trees to make a cheap, disposable pathway for the royal donkey. I thought that was rather mean to say that people were there just for, you know, wanting to join in for a cheap thrill. And so when I was thinking about this, and I thought, but can you imagine if you were there and you didn't have your cloak with you? Maybe you literally just run out from the house to see what was going on and you didn't have your cloak with you, but you saw this going on and you genuinely wanted to be part of what was happening. Or maybe you were a child. I don't know if children had such expensive cloaks. Maybe you genuinely didn't have your cloak with you. Looking around, what can I really want to join in. I really want to give, make a pathway for this person and show honour to Jesus coming into Jerusalem. What can I do? And palms would have been probably used to make matting for the floors and to make roofs. So it's not too strange to think, let's lay palms on the floor. So cut palms and lay them and then start waving them. So I think there probably was a crowd of people who genuinely, he says here that there were some people who were just in it for a cheap thrill. But no, I think there were probably people who genuinely wanted to be part of what was going on, but didn't have the cloak. So they did what they could in that moment, and they got palm branches and laid them on the floor to add to the pathway that was being made for this donkey. Now, but when you do read John's account, I said I would come back to John's account. John's account doesn't mention cloaks at all. It only mentions the palm branches. When you read in John, and it's John in chapter 12, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And they took palm branches, went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna." Now, when I read that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the synoptic gospels, and then John, they seem to me to be the same story, but coming from two different angles. The synoptic gospels are very much in the camp of the disciples and those following Jesus, arriving in Jerusalem, making the pathway with their cloaks, some of them maybe laying palm branches. And John's gospel, very much from the crowd's perspective, already in Jerusalem. So here we have this crowd, and they're looking, what's going on? Oh, let's join in. Oh, some palm branches. And now I could agree that maybe there were people who were just there looking for a cheap thrill, tearing off branches, joining in with a cheap disposable pathway and waving their palm branches. So I would say three camps of people, if you like. The disciples and the cloaks and those who were putting palm branches down, being two groups, genuinely bringing their worship. And another group who were the crowd who maybe didn't know what was going on and then saw something happening. And, yes, really, let's just join in. Let's grab a palm branch. It did make me laugh because when he says a cheap disposable pathway, I don't know why, the word disposable always makes me think of plates. And then I did think, if you had a lovely dinner service, yes, you don't give people paper plates to eat off and keep your dinner service in the cupboard. It's almost like that, yes. We've got cloaks to lay down or disposable palm branches. And this brings us to the challenge to us today when we think about Palm Sunday. or Cloak Sunday, if you want to call it that. The questions that we need to ask of ourselves: which perspective are we coming from? Are we, in the group of disciples, genuinely bringing our worship? Or are we in the group who is the crowd, who are just, oh, something's going on over there, let me quickly join in, grab a palm branch? And when the opportunity for worship and service presents itself, am I someone who is willing to lay down my cloak? My metaphorical cloak. Obviously, I do have a coat, but I don't have the kind of cloak that they're talking about here. But am I willing to lay down what I have, all that I have, for worship, for service? Or do I look around to see what I can do when I don't have a cloak, so that I can still genuinely help and bring worship and service? Or, as my notes put it, am I sometimes to be found taking the cheapest, easiest, fastest way to achieve something that really needs much more from me? It's never easy to make the kind of sacrifice that we ought, whether it's cash, time, labour, when the cheaper way offers itself. What would I have done if I had been there? And it is an important question, because it is about marking out the route to Jerusalem. Jesus' route into Jerusalem to his sacrifice, which is our redemption. If you like, the pathway to God's kingdom. Do we line that pathway with worship and service, giving it the honour and status, giving it the all that it deserves from us? Do we mark it out as a way for others to see and follow, a way that points them to the salvation and redemption that is found in Jesus? Let's pray. Loving Father, help us to lay down in service and worship what we genuinely have available, whether it's cloaks or palm branches, without holding back, so that others may see and be able to follow the pathway to redemption and to your kingdom. Amen. And before Simon comes to lead communion, we're going to sing King of Kings, Majesty.